Welcome to Rugged Rants, a tough and sometimes bold conversation on the future of innovation and technology and what you could expect when work changes. I'm Craig Jakowski, and I'm the Group Manager of Product Management at Panasonic Toughbook. And I'm thrilled today to have one of our finest employees, Anthony Mongiello, who is our Senior Product Manager at Panasonic Toughbook. How you doing, Anthony?
Doing good, Greg. Thanks for the nice introduction.
Well, I could probably talk for a couple hours about your background, but...
Please do.
Actually, you know, we're going to talk about an incredibly exciting topic for both you and I, of course, but for the company as well, and that's the launch of our new Toughbook 55 device. But before we get into the details of that, you've spent many years at Panasonic, and when you're working on the creation of a new device, you have to put a lot of... information and take into consideration. What are some of those things that you do over the years that you've learned over the years as you create a new product?
Well, so that's a good question. And Panasonic, as you know, we're very big into the voice of the customer, and we do a lot of customer visits. And I probably, in my tenure here, I've probably been to a couple hundred of visits to customers, and they all have a universal want and need. They want longer battery life. They want better performance, they want it thinner and lighter, and they want somehow future-proofing. So they purchase some products today that they're not out of date like a year from now. And these kind of like universal needs and wants is not just tied to the rugged space, it's also like consumer space, whether it's a laptop or a smartphone. And this is exactly what we addressed when we came out with the Toughbook 55.
Yeah, so you don't create these products with just your own knowledge in mind. It's specific customer feedback. They're telling us what they want, what they need, and how we can make their business better.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So let's start small. What is the Toughbook 55?
So the Toughbook 55 is a 14-inch semi-rugged device, laptop. We call it a clamshell that opens up. You can't detach it, so the keyboard stays with the screen. And that is a replacement to our number one best-selling product, which is the Toughbook 54. And basically, based on all the customer feedback, we made over 50 different improvements into the Toughbook 55.
50 different improvements?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very detailed.
Well, I don't think we'll have time today to go through all 50, but you know, it might be fun. Maybe you can tell me some of the top and best and most customer-focused characteristics of the new device.
Yeah, so the first key thing is we made it a modular design.
Modular?
Right. So it sounds foreign, but it's a very simple concept. So in the past, and kind of the trend in the tech space is going to a fixed design. So you can't really upgrade your RAM, or you can't change your SSD drive. So what Panasonic did, we took a very innovative new approach where a lot of the different elements of the laptop are configurable. So you could upgrade your memory, you could change your SSD drive, you could change even your keyboard. And we even went beyond that, and we created three different expansion areas that users can swap in and out post-purchase if they want, so that the laptop can grow with them and evolve as their needs change.
Well, I would imagine our customers hold on to their equipment for a significant amount of time. It's not something that they upgrade very often, right?
Right, yeah. So the average Toughbook customer keeps their laptop about 3 to 5 years, but we've had customers that I've seen kept our devices up to like 10 years old in Wow. their fleet.
So the modularity, the customizable, the ability to configure their laptop as they need be, is important over the lifespan. So that could be 2 years down the road, 5 years down the road. That sounds like that key characteristic is why that's so important.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of customers just don't know what they'll be doing, you know, 6 months from now or a year from now. So trying to predict what someone's going to need to do 3 years from now is very difficult. And that's where this modular approach allows customers the flexibility to change their products based on their needs as they evolve over time.
Wow, that's awesome. What else? What else is important that you'd want us to know about the Toughbook 55?
So I mentioned the other pain point of customers is always battery life. People can't have enough batteries. So the Toughbook 55 can do up to 20 hours with one battery and 40 hours with two batteries. And that basically gives our customers a chance to do like all day battery life because you have...
Say 40 hours?
Yeah, 40 hours. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 40 hours, like MobileMark 2014 is the, kind of the battery standard test, which specifies how the test is done. But you can get up to 40 hours with two batteries.
Is there anything out in the ruggedized laptop market that would get you that many hours of usage?
Right now, there's nothing else close, whether it's Panasonic made or any of our competitors, or even in the consumer space. It's hard to find anything that can get that much battery life.
Well, I guess battery life is a topic that every person on earth right now with a cell phone could appreciate, but especially our enterprise customers. So
for sure. Yeah, because you have a lot of our user bases go from like not just Anthony using a device, but goes from Anthony, and then the next shift takes the same device, like Tom, and you need a device that not only has enough battery life for one user, but multi-users.
So that sounds like a use case where public safety or first responders, multiple shifts throughout a day, that would be one of those scenarios where that's an important characteristic for them.
Yep, that's right. And the device, thanks to the dual battery design, has the capability of doing a hot swap. So without powering down the device, you can change the battery. If you needed even more capabilities to go beyond 40 hours, it's possible with hot swap.
You know, I hear that term a lot, and I'm not sure everybody knows hot swap versus warm swap. What's bottom line that for me? What is that exactly?
See, a hot swap's nice on a cold winter day, and then warm swap is better on a spring day.
Not really, of course.
So hot swap lets you change the batteries without powering down the device or going into suspend mode. So you basically can continue work as you normally are doing, and then just change the battery right there, and then without doing anything extra on your part. It's very simple.
So you've got an incredible, innovative modular design. You've got unprecedented battery life. What else, Anthony?
Well, the other thing that we tried to address was the customer's insatiable need for state-of-the-art technology and performance. So this product is our first device that has a quad-core CPU from Intel. It's an i5, and we have an optional for i7 if you want more power, and a vPro standard on device, which helps with security and remote management. And they've got some other speeds and feeds like AMD discrete graphics for people that need like better applications, like some of our military users need some intensive video graphics for mapping. And
well, Anthony, what about if you don't mind me asking? So I've heard many customers tell us that they need to be able to hear what's coming out of their laptop better. They need to have better voice recognition. Does the Toughbook 55 help with that?
Yeah, and that's other stuff directly from our customer visits and voice of customers, that people wanted the ability to have, as people move from typing to more speech dictation, they wanted the microphones to be able to hear them in all scenarios. And in a quiet room like this is fine, but when you're out in the real world, you have noise. It could be in a police vehicle, it could be like a siren or windows being down.
Sure.
And the new, this is called a Tetra Array microphone system, but it's basically four mics that help to like block out all that background noise and focus on the voice of the user, so you get better speech accuracy. Compared to our previous product, you get about three times better accuracy in loud environments.
Well, that's awesome, and significantly louder speakers than what they're used to.
Yeah, another thing that we listened to our customers, and we wanted to make sure that we had a solution for those customers that needed speakers in a loud environment. Again, going back to the law enforcement, but with the sirens on, you can reach somewhere between 85 to lower 90s in decibels. And the new speakers are capable now of 93 decibels. And that's so that police officers can hear like alerts or commands through the laptop in case they are rounding it through the laptop speakers.
Anthony, you mentioned the success of some past products that we've had or have today. Well, I would imagine that means that our customers have a significant amount of accessories, whether it be AC adapters or docking stations and cradles. If they upgrade or buy the Toughbook 55, what happens to all of that infrastructure that they have in their vehicles and wherever they're working?
Right, and that's another pain point for customers, is usually when they have to move from one laptop to the next laptop, that you have to change your infrastructure of docks, your ecosystem. And that's something we looked at with the Toughbook 55, and this is the first semi-rugged device that has backwards compatibility with the previous generation of vehicle docks and desktop docks.
They don't have to buy all new accessories.
Yeah, they can just simply take their existing docks and drop their new Toughbook 55 right into it, and there's full compatibility. And that's important because like about half of our Toughbook 54 customers purchased vehicle docks.
So the enterprise corporate customer, federal government customer, the very unique needs. How does the Toughbook 55 meet all of their needs or some of their needs? Do they have to pick and choose? Well, is it, how do we meet the needs of all these very diverse customer base segments?
Yeah. The nice thing about the Supplic 55, with all the features that we're able to cram in, it can really address all of our major segments. It can go appeal to the public safety users, like whether it's police or law enforcement, enterprise, like insurance, field services, and even like the military. It's a very popular product, the Supplic 54 is, and this is going to be even more popular product with all of those three major areas.
Could you give me an example? You mentioned the federal customer, maybe the folks in the armed forces that we support. Is there a use case or two you could describe to me where the Toughbook 55 is going to be a very powerful tool for them?
Yeah, as far as the federal space goes, they have a lot of requirements around, obviously, security. And part of that is tied to the modularity of the design. The fact that, depending on the scenario that the armed forces are involved in, they may need to access the SSD drive very quickly where all their sensitive data is. And on traditional laptops where the SSD drive is not easily removable, that obviously is too complicated of a process. So there's a little quick release lever in the bottom of the device where you can take out your SSD drive in a matter of 1 or 2 seconds.
What about, let's say, utility? So, you know, we have a significant number of utilities customers. Does Toughbook 55 solve some of their challenges on how they work?
Yeah, the Toughbook 55 is also good for the utilities. They have a lot of choices as far as, like, on the device itself. Of course, you know, wireless is very big today, not only about cellular broadband, but also with dedicated GPS. So the device that we sell, the Toughbook 55, it has the capability of having a GPS modem inside of it to help locate in case of like a gas pipes.
Oh, wow.
It gives the proximity to show where to go. And of course, then you use your cellular broadband for communication while you're in the vehicle.
One of the things I'm hearing is the trend here is durability. You know, our customers are going to use this device for quite some time. They're certainly going to put it through its paces. That's why it's semi-rugged. But talk a little bit more about the durability of the device, if you don't mind.
Yeah, well, compared to the Toughbook 54, the new product we made, you know, the 54 was a great product, but we wanted to make it one step better. So the new product, the Toughbook 55, has a little higher IP rating, and IP rating measures protection against dust and water because we found that a lot of our users just wanted a little more protection against the elements. So the new model's IP53 rated, which helps with protection against water and dust. And it's mil standard 810H certified against drops, 3 foot drop rating. And we made some improvements to improve the hinge durability from the Toughbook 54 to Toughbook 55. And all of this is part of our one main mantra as a Panasonic is how to provide a product that is durable, that is reliable for mission critical workers.
So decision makers from our customer segments, when they have to make a decision on a new device, what would you recommend? How would you advise them when they have to make a decision on purchasing a product like this or investing in a product like this for their business?
Yeah, well, a purchase is always a big decision. And you know, we encourage people to look at the performance, ease of use, the durability of the device, and also look at the total cost of ownership. I think it's important that people change their focus from a single point of time, like a purchase, to look at a wide range of time. Like, what's your total cost over 5 years or over 10 years? Because some devices don't last 5 or 10 years. They only last 2 years. So you look at your initial purchase price. And if event there is a failure, with tying back to the conversation about reliability, you know, what's the cost of downtime? Because people's downtime is very valuable. And repair times and IT infrastructure costs. A lot of it goes into not just the initial purchase price.
Well, I've learned a lot about the Toughbook 55. I'm sure we could probably talk a lot about all of those. What was it, 50 or more?
Yeah, I think we only covered like 45 right now.
So we could probably spend a lot more time that we don't have. But let me ask you one final question, Anthony. If you and I had a chance, I just met you and we're in the elevator or at the bar, wherever we may be, and I asked you, hey, what is this Toughbook 55? What would you tell me? What would I walk away with? What would you want me to know?
I think I would like you to know that it's a very innovative product. You know, we've taken the time to create this new modular design, this unheard of in an industry. We've addressed like battery life concerns by improving battery life to like all day battery life. And we've also like put into the state of art technology into there that helps future proof design over time. And it's just a very great product that appeals to a lot of different users.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear about how much time and effort you put into listening to customer feedback, that it was purpose-built for mission-critical customer needs. It sounds like an exciting product that people are going to want to know a little bit more about. If I did want to find out more about it, what would be my best path to do so?
You can go to our website, panasonic.com, and then go under mobility, and then you'll see the Toughbook 55 right there.
All right. Well, Anthony, I appreciate all that you do. Thank you so much for your time today. I'm Craig Jakowski, and that's another episode of Rugged Rants. So I'm going to ask that you tune in for more episodes and hear from my fellow co-hosts, Susan Campbell and Barry Ross, on a whole range of topics, tough and bold conversations on the future of innovation and technology, and what you could expect as your work changes.